Kia ora, and good evening to you, from my house to yours. Isn't it amazing what a week can bring? When we woke up last Tuesday, COVID wasn't in our minds at all, and by the end of the day, we were back in level 4. How are you coping with lockdown life? Are you adjusting to working from home? Are you trying to manage homeschooling? Are you an essential worker? Well, wherever you find yourself during the day, it's great to be together tonight. E te whānau, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Tonight's reading is from Psalm 145. I will lift my praise above everything to you, my God and King. I will continually bless your name forever and always. My praise will never cease. I will praise you every day. I will lift up your name forever. The Eternal is great and deserves endless praise. His greatness knows no limit, recognizes no boundary. No one can measure or comprehend his magnificence. One generation after another will celebrate your great works. They will pass on the story of your powerful acts to their children. Your majesty and glorious splendor have captivated me. I will meditate on your wonders, sing songs of your worth. We confess, there is nothing greater than you, God, nothing mightier than your awesome works. I will tell of your greatness as long as I have breath. The news of your rich goodness is no secret. Your people love to recall it and sing songs of joy to celebrate your righteousness. The Eternal is gracious. He shows mercy to his people. For him, anger does not come easily, but faithful love does, and it is rich and abundant. But the Eternal's goodness is not exclusive. It is offered freely to all. His mercy extends to all his creation. All creation will stand in awe of you, O Eternal One. Thanks will pour from the mouths of every one of your creatures. Your holy people will bless you. They will not be silent. They will talk of the grandeur of your kingdom and celebrate the wonder of your power until everyone on earth who has ears to hear knows your valiant acts and the splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom will never end. Your rule will endure forever. You are faithful to your promise, and your acts are marked with grace. The Eternal sustains all who stumble on their way. For those who are broken down, God is near. He raises them up in hope. All eyes have turned toward you, waiting in expectation. When they are hungry, you feed them right on time. The desires of every living thing are met by your open hand. The Eternal is right in all his ways, and he is kind in all his acts. The Eternal stays close to those who call on him, those who pray sincerely. Last night, Lisa brought us a beautiful reflection on finding joy and hope, and those same themes are found in this passage too. When I read this, I was struck by God's greatness. His greatness knows no limit, recognizes no boundary. No one can measure or comprehend his magnificence. How small our lives can get. We become focused on the insignificant things and forget that our lives are part of a massive tapestry of bigness and greatness. May the greatness and majesty of God capture our attention more than our current temporary inconveniences. Some verses in Psalms say, magnify the Lord. I love that idea. like a magnifying glass, we are to make him bigger in our lives. He who holds the universe and whose spoken word brings forth life itself is bigger and grander and greater than anything we can imagine. What is taking up your thoughts tonight? Perhaps when we get bogged down with focusing on our worries and fears, we could ask ourselves, is God greater than this? Yes, let's turn our thoughts now to the greatness of our God. Let's refocus our magnifying glasses onto him. Let's pray. God, you are the author and giver of everything, everywhere. You are greater than anything in this world. No kingdom is greater, no enemy, no regime. You are seated in the place of honour at God's right hand in heaven, far, far above any other king or ruler or dictator or leader. Your ever-expanding peaceful government will never end. You rule with perfect fairness and justice from your throne. You bring true justice and peace to all the nations of the world because you are the Lord of heaven's armies. You are the supreme head of the church, which is your body, and your honour is far more glorious than that of anyone else, either in this world or in the world to come. We praise you and thank you for your incredible sacrifice, that you sent your Son Jesus to die for us. We praise you and thank you for your great power that raised him from the dead. And we thank you for that same power that lives within us. God, tonight we pray for your church on this planet, the body of Christ represented all over the world, brought together through your Son. We ask for strength and protection, especially for those who face persecution because of their faith in you. We ask that you give your church vision and unity, providing all that is needed so that many more can turn away from the darkness, hear the good news, and come to know you. Our hearts are heavy, Lord, for the church in Afghanistan. We ask for your mighty hand of protection to be upon our brothers and sisters there. We pray for peace and reconciliation there. We pray for our own Defence Force personnel who are there. Lord, please protect them and guide them in their task. Lord, help those who are in power to reach decisions that are made for the good of all, and help those around the world who look on in comfort to have compassion and mercy and to be moved into action where there is need. In a moment of silence, let us bring before you the needs of Afghanistan. And God, as we pray now for our own country, we bring before you all of those who are in any kind of need, those who are sick in mind, body, or spirit, and those who are grieving. We pray for all those with COVID in New Zealand tonight. Lord, may you bring your healing to each of them. In a moment of silence, we bring before you those people we know who need to feel your love and comfort at this time. And as we have already read, the desires of every living thing are met by your open hand. And so, Lord, we commit these things into your care, knowing that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And lastly, God, we bring the names of those we know who do not know you. God, we ask for you to pursue them, reveal yourself to them, that they would accept you as their salvation and rescuer. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in using whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. God bless you, my friend. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and give you his peace. See you tomorrow. Ka kite anō.